Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Professional Writers Alliance. This month's member spotlight is with Lee Vasquez Noon. It is my great pleasure to welcome you to the call today, Lee.
Thank you, Denise.
As you know, we often have these conversations with members who are working copywriters, and many of them, like yourself, have come to our program from a variety of sources. But would you begin the conversation by telling us how you discovered copywriting and what got you started as a copywriter?
Well, I think that copywriting actually discovered me. I quit my job a few years back without any plan as to how I was going to make money. And I needed to come up with some sort of an income fast. And shortly after I quit, I got that AWAI letter, "Can you write a letter like this one?"
Wow.
And I know, it was really kind of freaky. What's funny was I kind of remembered seeing it before. I'm sure I've received it a couple of times over the years, but at that point, it was the right time in my life for me to actually sit down and take a look at it. And so I have had a chance to thank Paul Hollingshead for that. and shortly after, I signed up for the accelerated copywriting course, and the rest is history.
That's wonderful. It is amazing how many people came to AWAI through that letter. Mm-hmm. When you first started out, Lee, what did you do, actually specifically what did you do that brought you the best results?
Well, there were really three things that, looking back on it, did the most for me. At first, because I really didn't know anything about copywriting other than what I read in the letter, and then I started taking the accelerated copywriting program and was learning about it there, but I didn't know about all of the different things that you could do with it. And I think I was scared about getting locked into one thing, and so as I found out about other programs through AWAI, I took a few others and started learning about different avenues, such as the email autoresponders and web copywriting. And so for me, that kind of discovery process of finding out what was out there and what my options were was really helpful. It gave me, you know, the proficiency that I needed to feel confident with what I was doing, because I was making such a huge change in careers, and I'd been writing all of my life for fun, but I'd never done it for a living, and so I, was really doubtful of my abilities, and just taking, learning more, taking the courses, gave me that confidence that I needed to be able to pursue this. The next thing that really helped me out was networking with other writers, which if you had told me that when I first started that was going to be key to my success, I would have told you were crazy. freelance writers, we sit at home and we do our own thing by ourselves. We never talk to anybody. That's not true. It's true that, you know, you do a lot of your work by yourself, but for me, a lot of my success and the speed of my success, not that I'm, super fast or anything at this, but the rate that it came about, I think, is directly related to how much I networked with others and how much I connected with other writers. And I had a wonderful opportunity right away, like within 6 months of joining, I was able to attend my very first AWAI boot camp in Delray Beach, because I live in Delray Beach. So,
right.
You know, even as a brand new person, I just had to pay for the registration. I didn't have to worry about the additional travel costs and everything. And so it was kind of easy to persuade my spouse that that was a necessary expense. And that I made friends there. I met marketers there that I've worked with since. I know copywriters that I have become very close to and can bounce ideas off of, and we've referred work to each other, and, it's just been an amazing part of my career. It's something that I know that I wouldn't have gotten as started as quickly as I did without having made those connections. And then the last thing was something that Katie Yackel actually said to me at that first boot camp. I had an opportunity to talk with her there. And I asked her what was the one piece of advice that she would give to a brand new writer who was attending their first boot camp. And she said that her main thing was to be open to all opportunities. And I've kind
of kept that.
I have kept that in mind ever since. That was October 2011, and that stayed with me, and that has really served me well. So thank you, Katie.
Well, I think also it shows that you were open because you did pursue various avenues and you did were able to find clients. And I think you also display a kind of tenacity or determination. I mean, I imagine not having a job provides a lot of motivation for
for
people. Yes, yes. But it certainly helps focus you. Once you discover something that you might be interested, it certainly helps focus you. Well, since you were starting out new, what advice do you have for copywriters who are looking to find a client if they also are starting out fresh?
Well, with education, I think that's key, because I think that a lot of writers, especially new ones like I was, we kind of suffer from not feeling good enough. We're not very confident in our abilities when we first start out. And education, learning about writing, about the style of copywriting you want to do, will definitely help that. It'll make you feel more confident. And it's not necessarily that you have to go out and take every program from AWAI the way I did. I think that the content archives on AWAI's website are one of the most amazing and underutilized tools out there for writers. I know that I'm on the website at least once a day, either looking up something that I need to know or finding something to answer someone else's question. And I'm just amazed every time I go in there. There's almost two decades worth of information there available for free to everybody, whether you're a member or not, you know. And so I definitely would advise everybody to take advantage of that and, you know, learn what you can through there. The confidence by looking up things in the archives, taking whatever programs you need, you know, being a member of PWA, there's all sorts of resources here that you can take advantage of as a member. If Circle of Success, if that's right for you, I ended up joining Circle of Success my first year. It worked out really well for me. It's not necessarily for everybody, but I found it very useful. And I'm still really close to several of my classmates, too. It's really kind of neat that, you know, we formed a bond and we see each other every year at boot camp, and a lot of fun. You know, but it's also a great learning experience. So that might be an option for people, and that you'll definitely feel confident once you're done.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good point about the resources that are available to you. I suppose if you're not reading a book or studying the copywriting program, there are still so many things on the website that might, inspire you or intrigue you to go look up something else. That's a very good
short
point.
Chunks. You know, I mean, you can read an article in 2 to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like I said, I'm always, always looking at things. I work with the Barefoot Writer as the editorial and content coordinator. I help out Mindy McHorse, the editor. And I answer, it's been a great opportunity. And one of the things that I really love about working there is that I get to answer the majority of the questions that come in when people are, you know, they're brand new, they want to know what should I be doing, what courses should I take, how do I get clients, you know, things like that. I get to answer that, and I'm always referring people there. You know, I'll give them my answer, and then I'll say, if you'd like to know more about it, here's an excellent article that explains it in further detail, and then give them a link. And, you know, it's just amazing what's available there. I've gone looking in there thinking this can't possibly be in there, and found articles. So,
but that's great.
You know, just, yeah, it's definitely a valuable piece of information that I don't think everybody takes advantage of. So I want to be sure to get that out there, that it's there, it's free.
And it's very good of you to share those resources to help people discover that, because then they might have the same, you know, journey that you're having.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, it's open 24 hours a day. So, you know,
that's true. For those of you listening who are up at 3 a.m., that paid note.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And
when you
landed,
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to mention the networking again, because there's, I know that not everybody can make it to boot camp, especially your first year, or, you know, just for logistics or your schedule or whatever, that I know boot camp isn't always available to everybody. And what's really cool now is that there's these online groups that are available. This is something that AWAI started a couple years ago, these groups on Facebook, where there's bunches of writers with all sorts of different backgrounds that get together and share information and do stuff, and they talk about copy, and they talk about their writing schedules and what works for them with productivity, and they share job tips. I've seen people actually give other people job referrals on there. So, I mean, that's a great place to not only hang out and meet other writers, but you can actually end up getting paid work out of there. So I definitely wanted to point that out to anybody who is not a member. If you don't hang out on Facebook and aren't a member of these groups, you really should check them out, because you could end up, you know, it's free to join them, and you could end up with a referral and some really good clients that way.
Good point. Speaking of clients, when you landed your first client, what did you do to make that happen?
Well, I landed my first client on LinkedIn.
Wow.
And actually, I landed my second client because of landing that first client, which I will tell you about right after I tell you about landing the first one. the first one, I had heard Steve Slonwhite, one of the AWAI instructors for B2B. I hadn't actually taken one of his programs yet, but I had heard one of his presentations, and I think it's on his website, not on the AWAI website, but I'm going to give you a link for it shortly, so you don't have to worry about it. Anyhow, it was fairly short. It was like maybe 25, 30 minutes tops, and he was talking about using LinkedIn to attract clients to you. And I was brand new and hadn't had a paying client yet and was feeling kind of desperate for some money and some validation. And I thought, okay, well, I'm too scared to cold call or do anything like that. So, you know, at LinkedIn, that sounds safe enough. So I paid attention to what he said. I took notes on everything. I filled out my profile. He had some tips, very specific tips on what you should do on your LinkedIn profile. I filled it out with what he had said, you know, using his techniques. And then the other thing he said to do was to participate in groups. Get, you know, comment on things, give suggestions, give advice, get so people start to know you. And so I did that. And within a week, I was contacted by someone who was in a group that I was in who said, hey, I saw your comment, and I noticed that your profile says that you're a copywriter, and I need someone to do some writing. Are you interested? And I was like, well, yeah. So I ended up writing, I think it was like 3 or 4 articles for her, for this online magazine, and it actually was an online magazine for teens. Not something I know a lot about, but I, you know, did the research and got it done. She was very happy with them. And, so it turned out to be a really good experience. And so that led to my second client, which happened to be AWAI, because shortly after that, I went to my very first boot camp. And I was talking with Katie Yackel, like I mentioned earlier, somehow in the course of the conversation, I told her about, you know, getting my very first client recently, and it happened through LinkedIn, and she said, oh, really? That sounds interesting. Tell me more. And so I told her, you know, kind of the brief story like I just did now, and she said, wow, that's really great. Hey, I think that would make a really great article. Would you like to write one up for AWAI? And
excellent.
I was, you know, again, yeah. And so AWAI became my second client. And I wrote up, actually ended up writing a few articles right around that same time. But the one that I wrote is in the article archive. And if you want to check it out, you can look up my name. Where it has all the authors, just click on my name, and I think it's the third one on the list. It's called, Are You Taking Advantage of This Easy and Free Tool to Attract Clients? And I bet if you search the archive for LinkedIn, it'll probably also come up. But I actually, in the article, I tell exactly all the steps that I did, plus there's a link to Steve Slonwhite's presentation if you'd like to hear the original. So anybody that wants to try that. And I just wanted to mention, too, that LinkedIn still does work. I just had someone contact me the beginning of this week about a possible copywriting job. It turned out they were looking for an in-house copywriter in the area. And so I approached them about possibly doing freelance instead because it's something that I prefer. And so we're seeing if that might work out. But, you know, she found me off of LinkedIn. So it really does
that
work.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, does that tie into the latest project you're working on?
No, actually. That's something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
More opportunities.
Project, yeah. And this one is, again, one of those be open to everything things, because it's definitely something that I would not have gone after if I had heard about it, but it's turning out to be kind of a neat thing. A client that I already work with had approached me about watching their Twitter account for a week while the Twitter manager, social media manager, she did all of their social media, but she needed someone to watch Twitter for a week while she was on vacation. And I was like, okay, you know, Twitter's not really my thing, but yeah, sure, no, I'll watch it for a week, no problem. And, you know, it's like, I didn't get paid for it or anything. It was just something I did to help out, and it was easy and it was fun. And I handed it back when she got back, and that was the end of it, I thought, until I got contacted a few weeks later and found out that she is moving on to other projects, and now they need someone to handle the Twitter account full time, and that she had recommended me by name because I'd handled it for her while she was on vacation, and she said I did a great job, and so, you know, I'll take her word for it. And anyhow, I ended up, I'm now the Twitter account manager for this company that I do other work for, but I wasn't doing social media for them, and I do social media for a couple of other clients, just small bits here and there, but it's not something that I really do full time for anybody. And you know, again, it was one of those things that I probably, if I'd heard about it, you know, saying, hey, we're going to be looking for this, I probably wouldn't have put in for it or thrown my name out for it or anything. Because,
yes.
Yeah, Twitter, and I don't do a lot of social media. But, you know, I had helped out, and they appreciated that. And so when they needed someone, my name was high on the list. And you know, it's a nice little extra bonus to the stuff that I'm already doing for them. So, you know, that being open to all opportunities, no matter what, and you know, it's actually kind of fun too, because I'm learning all sorts of neat stuff about Twitter that I never knew. So, I like that.
That's very, very good, Lee. Very good. Do you have a process that you use to get work from clients?
Yeah, actually. This is something that Rebecca Matter has talked about several times. I can't remember the first time that I heard her tell about this, but I know I've heard it a couple of times from her. And I'm not the world's best marketer for myself. I tend to be very shy, and I don't like to, you know, put myself out there that much. But so it's hard for me to get new clients. But once I get one, I tend to do very well with getting repeat jobs from them. And I use this technique that Rebecca talked about, where I try to become a partner with them, rather than having them thinking of me as just a, you know, a contractor, a one-time job type thing. I try to show my value to them by showing how much I care about their organization and offering up ideas on how they can improve their business. And so I try to come up with articles to pitch. I look for new ideas where I think that, hey, I think you might not be taking advantage of something here that could work out well for you. What, have you ever thought about adding this? And I found that I don't get everything that I pitch to them. You know, in fact, it's actually a fairly small percentage if you ran the numbers on it. But it keeps me at the front of their mind because they're hearing from me. They know that I'm thinking about them. They know that I'm trying to look at the big picture of everything. I'm not just working on this one article for them, but that I'm also thinking about how we can market this and where else we can use it and all that. And I think that they really do start to see me as a partner in their business, even though I'm technically a contractor. And so that's how I've gotten most of the work that I've done as a freelancer. And as a result, I don't work for a lot of different clients. I work for a couple of clients, but I do a lot of work for them. And so that's my secret. Once I can get in, I'm usually pretty good at staying in and helping them out. And it's really rewarding too, because you not only, you know, get more work out of it, but you also kind of get to see projects from more than just one angle. You know, I've like, you know, written an article and then done the email for it, or worked on the landing page, or helped come up with ideas for the Facebook campaign. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. What is your basic copywriting work process? How do you manage your day as a freelance writer?
For me, what works out best is to schedule everything, which was also a big disappointment about being a freelancer. I really thought that I would just be able to float around and do whatever I wanted, and, you know, that's just not true. And I actually, talking to other freelance copywriters, that's actually not uncommon, that there's a lot of scheduling going on. I think, I don't know whether it's human nature or just as writers, we do better with some structure. I don't know. But I found that if I have certain times of the day that I'm more productive writing, and then other times of the day where my energy kind of slumps and I just can't seem to come up with ideas as well. And so I try to save those times, like generally around lunchtime, before and after. I'll do email or I'll do paperwork or something like that. And I write in the morning and I write later in the afternoon. And then sometimes I'll get inspiration in the evening. I don't usually plan to do work in the evening, but if I actually think of something and want to get it down, I will do that. I've found that by having somewhat of a schedule, I get so much more done. And in fact, if things get really tight, if I have a few deadlines and a heavy workload, and it's very important that I not fall behind on anything or the entire day is going to be ruined. If I've got a situation like that, I will actually schedule out hour by hour. And the first time I tried it, I thought, oh, this is just ridiculous. I'm a freelancer. I shouldn't have to do this. And by gosh, it worked. So I save that for drastic times, but it's there if I need it.
That's good advice. Well, let's look a little bit ahead, since you seem to be managing very well with clients right now. What kinds of projects would you like to work on in the future?
Well, I realized recently that I'm feeling very comfortable with my life, which I'm really enjoying, but I've also recognized that that means that I'm not growing anymore. And so I've decided that I need to shake things up a little bit and do some things that scare me. There's a couple of big projects that I really want to work on that really do kind of frighten me a bit. One of them is one of those big direct mail promos. I've never actually done one. I tend to work on short copy a lot, and I think I'm pretty good at short copy, but I've found that that's my real comfort zone, and that the, you know, like a 10 or 20 page sales letter and all the inserts and everything like that, that's something I've never done and something I really want to tackle. And so that's something that I'm working on pitches right now for AWAI boot camp's coming up, and I'm going to be submitting specs this year for the spec challenges for AWAI's promos that they have.
Good so for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the idea of it, and you know the idea of having to write it does kind of scare me, you know, the whole process from start to finish, because it's a huge deal, you know, there's a lot going on that you have to coordinate and make work together and everything. And so I'm like, yeah, I need to do that because I'm a little scared of that. So the other thing that I want to work on more, I just did my first video. And it was absolutely terrifying. I'd never done anything with video before.
Right.
And not only did I write the script, I also did the PowerPoint presentation. I did the voice on it, and I had to figure out the software, too. I used Camtasia for the first time and had to do all of that. And the entire thing was so stressful because I'd never done this before and just was so terrified it was going to fall flat and just be awful. And it actually turned out okay. And it was such an uplifting feeling when I was done to not only be done with it, but to actually look at the finished product and think, hey, I did that and it's really pretty good. So it's amazing if you can actually work through your fears what comes out of it sometimes. And so I really want to do some more because I don't want to lose those skills that I picked up in doing that. And the idea of it still is a little bit frightening because I, you know, this was my very first one and I had never even contemplated doing video before. So I want to do some more. So I'm working on pitches to the same client that were coming up with ideas that will work with, you know, that since I know that they wanted that one video, so I'm trying to come up with others that will kind of fit along those same lines. And then I've already pitched it to another client, and he's really interested. So we're discussing right now, you know, different topics and things that we can do, and hopefully be working on some of those this fall. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's very smart. I mean, A, to conquer your fears. B, the more you do them, the more confidence you'll have, the more your skill set will increase, and the higher fees you can charge. And Steve Sunlight is a big proponent of video, as Nick is as well. I mean, it is one of the main sources of info on the Internet. So congrats. Before we wrap up, if you were starting out today, is there anything you would do differently, knowing what you know now?
As far as the actual technical aspect, you know, would I take the same programs or, you know, would I pursue the same niche and everything? I would probably still go through a pretty similar process because I kind of needed to go through that learning process when I started And I think that it helped me get where I am today, that I did all this different stuff at the beginning. So I probably wouldn't change that. But one of the things that really held me back at first was just being very scared about, I was so worried that I was going to fail completely at copywriting because it was absolutely new for me. I was worried that I would never get good enough to be able to make a decent living, that when I did start to make money and started to get better and feel a little bit more confident, I was scared that I wasn't moving fast enough. I was comparing myself to other writers out there and thinking that, you know, I'm just not, I should be doing better based on what they have done and all that. And I just lived with a lot of fear, and it made the first couple of years of freelancing a lot more stressful than it needed to be.
Yeah.
And so it took me a while to get over that. I still have my twinges, but I'm pretty good at telling that inner little voice to shut up now. And I think that if knowing what I know now, that's what I would go back and tell myself, is like, just relax. It's okay. You're going to get there. Just stick it out. Be tenacious. And eventually what's supposed to happen will happen.
Good advice. Okay, everybody on this call has some kind of writer's life dream or image. Let's wrap this up, if you don't mind. May I ask you what living the writer's life means to you?
You mean besides getting paid to write every day?
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome right there.
This is
one that... there's so much that goes into it, but I think that there's two things that are the biggest, most important ones for me. That the first one is just being able to make my own choices in life. When you work for someone else, their priorities become your priorities, at least at work. And sometimes you don't agree with those things. That wasn't every job that I ever had, but there were definitely a few times that I worked for places that I thought, you know, if I didn't have to work here, I would really want you to go out of business. So I really appreciate that doesn't happen anymore. The clients that I have right now, I absolutely adore them. Not only the people that I work with, but also the companies and what they do. And I would completely support them in their business, even if I didn't work for them, even if I wasn't getting paid by them, I would still be, you know, telling people how wonderful I thought they were. So the fact that I get to work with great people that are in alignment with my personal values is just, it's priceless, you know, to sound like a commercial. It really does take a lot of stress out of your life, and even during, you know, busy times when you know, I might have a heavy workload and not getting a lot of sleep and all that, I'm not stressed the same way I used to be, where, you know, when I was working for places that I just really did not respect what they did. So, you know, that's having those choices in life now is really huge for me. And then the other thing, this is more of a personal thing, is that when I first started as a copywriter, my husband was extremely supportive, just to a fault almost. And, you know, oh, you want to quit your job and you don't have another one? Sure, that's great. I look back on it, I was like, what were you thinking? But now I get to repay the favor because he has a small business that is one of his personal passions that he decided to pursue as a business. And I get to take what I've learned about marketing and help him grow that. And so it's been so much fun watching him. It's his baby, his idea, you know, he handles the business end of it, but I help him out with the marketing and you know, bounce ideas off of him and try to come up with the best way to approach his customers and all that. And not only is it fun because I get to practice things that I've learned over the years and, you know, write things and all that, but it's just, it's really great to watch him be able to pursue his dream now. And it's really a direct result of me being able to pursue mine. And, you know, as a writer now, I'm able to help him out and grow his business. And so that's just really gratifying that we were able to, like, come up with this partnership here.
That is a very cool thing, yes.
Yeah, how often does that happen in life?
Yes. That is wonderful, Lee. Well, thank you so much for your time and for sharing this these ideas and this information with our members. Thank you all for joining us today. And, Lee, keep writing. Sounds like you're on the right track.
I will, Denise.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.